boy, there are a lot of fireworks in Washington today. First, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi came out of this morning's meeting on impeachment with House Democrats and said they felt the president was undertaking a cover-up. Then a couple hours later, an angry President Trump walked out of a White House meeting on infrastructure with Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and said, among other things, this.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
Well, Pelosi then came out of what was supposed to be the infrastructure meeting at the White House and said this.
He just took a pass, and it just makes me wonder why he did that. In any event, I pray for the president of the United States.
And Pelosi later spoke at a public event saying the president in plain sight is obstructing justice and engaged in a cover-up that could be impeachable.
So today got very interesting, yeah. Very fast. Let's bring in our political roundtable. Jamal Simmons is a Democratic strategist. Hey, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty well, thanks. And then Alice Stewart, our Republican strategist. Alice, it's good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you, Peter and Robin. Mm.
Sure. And why don't we rewind just a little bit and start with the words of Nancy Pelosi that got all of this started today.
We do believe that it's important to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Jamal, let's start with you. Nancy Pelosi is a shrewd politician. She had to have known what was going to happen in the infrastructure meeting soon after she said that. What was her strategy, and did she make a misstep?
Oh, I don't think she made a misstep. What Nancy Pelosi is trying to do is keep a pretty raucous caucus in line. There are a lot of people in the Democratic side of the House who want to impeach the president. She's trying to show them that she's a fellow traveler. She actually is trying to hold the president accountable, but she wants to slow the process down, have some ways of making it work.
Now,
the
president sounds like she speeded it up today, to be honest, Jamal.
Well, it depends on how fast you think the caucus is moving. And I'll tell you, I think that the politics on the Democratic side are moving pretty fast, and she's trying to stay in front of that train. That train is, I think, and what the president did today in response is going to make this very hard, because ultimately this is a power play. And this is the president saying, either you're going to succumb to my will or you're going to have to do something to fight me back.
Alice,
neither one of them are great options.
Well, I was going to say, Alice, do you agree? Because the president might also be saying to his base, and he came out of the White House and went on a rant about phone calls that his son was supposed to have made, and it was actually a real estate. I mean, he tried to redo the whole last year of investigation, just throwing out tons of stuff. But I'm imagining to his base, they are seeing him as a victim.
Absolutely. And they have seen him that way throughout this entire investigation, which he constantly referred to as a witch hunt and the phony investigation and discrediting the FBI. His base and many in the Republican Party have agreed with his characterization of this Mueller report from the very beginning, and they truly believe the Mueller report reached the correct conclusion. And this is a calculation on both sides, both the Democrats and the president on this. President Trump is looking at the number 56. 56% of Americans do not want to seek impeachment. Mm-hmm. They realize that is too disruptive to this country. However, we have the Democrats who are looking at this from the standpoint that they are frustrated with the outcome of the Mueller report. They do believe that there was certainly obstruction of justice, and many also believe there was collusion and coordination and conspiracy on the part of the Trump campaign. And they do believe he should be removed from office. But in my view, it's a calculation on both sides. And if Democrats are truly frustrated with the activity of the president and the campaign, then let the voters decide. Let the voters make the right decision that they want, who they want in office come 2020. And that's the best way to resolve this.
Well, there's an argument on the Democratic side that the voters did decide. The voters elected a Democratic House to hold the president accountable. And the question that just nags at me is, how do you hold the president accountable if you don't want to remove him from office? And what Republicans on the Hill, other than Justin Amash, who to me seems like the only Republican patriot left on the Hill, because he's willing to sacrifice himself in order to do what's best for the country, which is the definition of patriotism, what is the way that those Republicans want to hold the president accountable for his behavior short of impeachment.
But Alice, now look where we are. We've gotten to the point where the president has said there will be no work that gets done until they get off of the Democrats get off of this investigation track. Do you agree that that is good for the country?
I think what's best for the country is to go about the business of electing officials that will do the business of the country, that is making laws, passing laws, and enacting the will of the people. Unfortunately, what we had today was basically a political version of the childish game, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi says, you're engaged in a cover-up, and the president says, I don't do cover-ups. You're engaging in phony investigations. That's not helping the American people. And I would hope at some point one side is going to have to blink, because we cannot go between now and Election Day without anything getting done.
Well, you're our strategist. So, Jamal, how much of this can you see was strategy? I mean, Trump is saying that the Democrats tricked him by having their impeachment meeting before this infrastructure meeting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying Trump purposely blew up the infrastructure meeting. Great, because that's a way for him to cite the morning meeting and do what he always wanted to do and walk out because he doesn't want to pay for infrastructure. So is there a strategy here, or was this just a kind of like a accidental blow up?
I think on the president side, you have to look at Donald Trump as a whole, with some whole vision here. And he is always doing what is best for Donald Trump's political purpose. And I suggest to all of your listeners to go back and watch the opening scene of the movie Patton, where Patton is standing in front of that flag talking about fighting. That will tell you everything you need to know about
Donald Trump's approach.
Well, what Patton says is you don't die for your country. You make the other SOB die for his. And you just keep moving forward all the time. Don't hold the line. Keep taking ground. And I think when you look at that and even the way he stands there, you will see a lot of refreshers of how Donald Trump seems to behave in public. It'll make sense to you. My point here is that,
his supporters will be saying, yes, and that's a good thing.
Of course they will. Yeah. But is it good for the country? At some point, I think that's the question that we all have to ask. And I think that's the question that a lot of Democrats, who, of course, there's politics in this for Democrats. I'm not naive here. But there is a question about whether or not we want to have a presidency that can't be checked by Congress. And I think that is the result of Donald Trump's political ploy, is that either the Congress has to succumb to the fact the president can't be have oversight from the Congress, or there's going to be something that's even more dramatic, like an impeachment inquiry.
Alice?
Well, look, I think what it boils down to is right now this will, more than anything, embolden President Trump's base. This will get them more engaged. This will fire them up. And what he will do, and I expect he will do, I know he is planning to do, is continue to travel around this country, hold rallies, and get his base engaged. I would like to think that part of the strategy, too, is to broaden the base and bring in people that may not be engaged in politics and may not have come out in the midterms. Because what he will be able to do masterfully is be able to paint what happened today and paint what Democrats are doing as refusing to get anything done, obstructing the business of legislating and spending more time, obviously, as he has said, on investigating as opposed to legislating. That will be a powerful tool for him as he goes out on the campaign trail and encouraging his base and others to come out and support him, not just him, but also other Republicans in 2020, so they can get things done. Obviously, right now, with the divided Congress, it makes it very difficult, but that will be his message moving forward.
In fact, he was out traveling the country. Here is the president in Pennsylvania on Monday night, and he's talking about Joe Biden's home state.
This guy talks about, I know Scranton, I know that. Well, I know the place is better. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
Alice, Joe Biden, if he eventually becomes the nominee, and Donald Trump will be fighting for white blue-collar voters, and that is perhaps some of the base that you're talking about as well that the president needs to keep. How does he do it? What's he need to do?
He goes out there, as he has done many times very well, both sides, and engage and connect with the Rust Belt and the blue-collar workers of America and say, I am with you, I am for you, I will fight for you. Here's the challenge that Joe Biden has. If the economy is still strong as it is now and unemployment is at a good rate, the GDP is high, President Trump can and will own that as he is campaigning. It is one thing to say, I am fighting for you, I will fight for you, which is what Joe Biden will do. And the president can show actual concrete evidence of the policies that he has put into place and say, this is what I've been able to do in the first 4 years, and us together can do more in the next 4 years. So that will be a powerful tool for the president to use
if
the economy is strong.
We have about a minute left, Jamal. Just as you look at the 97 people who are on the Democratic side running for president, Beto O'Rourke trying to reset his campaign. You've got Elizabeth Warren not going on Fox TV, Bernie Sanders criticizing Biden for pursuing big donors in like a half a minute. What are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching Elizabeth Warren because I think she is the one leader out of the group. I think that's the if you take a look back from the tiles and look at the entire mosaic, what you see is Elizabeth Warren making real leadership strides. I also will just tell you, pay attention to the voters that Democrats have to go after. It's not just the guy with the lunch pail at the diner having a cup of coffee. It's the person serving him the coffee.
Right.
That woman that's in that diner that Democrats really need to go
Jamal Simmons and Alice Stewart, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.